Chapter 21. Lucy had just made it past the Oakland exit when Taylor called back.
Change of plans, he said. He didn't sound like his usual eager to catch bad guys self. Instead, his tone was subdued.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Burrow said the CSU guys were going to be a while, and I found something else. Meet at the office?
What did you find?
A few things. The geo profile you did is narrowing down potential suspects. Well, combined with the nifty little algorithm I created. Don't worry.
He hurried to add,
it's only searching data we can access without a court order. I'm not letting this guy walk on a technicality. But there's something else. I'd rather show you in person.
On my way. She headed across the river to the federal building. The storm wasn't quite as fierce here as it was to the east, but it was still bad enough that the streets were abnormally empty for a Friday night. She parked in the secured garage and passed through security without needing to go through the scanner, feeling a twinge of vindication. On the elevator ride up to her office, she dry-swallowed another of the anti-inflammatory pills. She wasn't sure if it was the rain or the stress or just the fact that it was a long day, but her ankle was throbbing worse than the thunder outside. The squad room was empty and dark, except for a light on in her office. Taylor had taken over her conference table and had several laptops set up there. He'd also made use of her whiteboards, mimicking her style of using one board to jot down random questions and facts, and the other to plot out a timeline as she addressed them. Watching him spin back and forth between his beloved computers to the whiteboards, she couldn't help but feel a sense of pride. He'd turned into a damn fine agent, even if the Bureau, in its infinite wisdom, had decided to keep him out of the field. He jumped when she opened the door, looked more than a little guilty.
What have you got for me? She asked, taking a seat and sitting back, giving him the floor.
He shifted his weight, caught between the whiteboards and his array of computers. Finally, he grabbed a remote and clicked on the large screen monitor on the wall beside him.
First of all, your geographic profile is working.
A map of Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and Maryland appeared. On it, winking lights appeared and disappeared again, at first filling most of the screen, then slowly diminishing until only a handful remained. I used it as a framework, then added filters for age, computer skills, and here's the kicker. He looked more than a little smug. I added any public reference that would require a significant amount of cash, set the parameters around the amount we know Green Elephant Man withdrew.
You can do that?
He scoffed.
Sure.
Think of everything that's out there in public records. Bail proceedings, property sales, civil suits, foreclosures, tax debt. It's a treasure trove if you know how to set up the search algorithm.
You're not searching for child porn or any arrests?
Our guy is too smart for that. His porn won't be hosted on any computer that we can touch, and he won't have been arrested, not for anything that would flag him as a sexual offender.
Right.
Because a charge like that would come with severe limitations and monitoring of any computer activity. Their guy, Daddy, he likes his privacy too much to risk arrest.
Okay, I buy that. But can you really take a population of 1 million or more men who fit the basic profile and narrow it down accurately?
That was the thing about profiling. Too vague, and your net was too wide. Too specific, and you might miss your target altogether and end up aiming at an innocent bystander.
It's a starting point, he conceded, but at least we'll have someplace to start digging. And I think I found June's mother.
Maybe.
How did you do that?
I ran missing persons from within the highest probability area generated by your geo profile, centered on the year we think June was born, and went back from there. I didn't find any mother-daughter abductions and only a few pregnant women, but they were all found dead, still pregnant. The screen switched to photos of missing women,
so many that they filled the screen and crowded over top of each other. It was the one thing that always saddened Lucy about her job. How many women simply vanished each year, most of them taken against their will to become victims. How many families were left behind without any answers. If she was his first, Lucy said, he wouldn't have risked a mother-daughter abduction. He'd want someone he could easily control. Right. So I went back farther in time, expanded the parameters. I discovered these missing girls, age 5 to 15, eliminated the ones found later, and given June's Nordic looks and blue eyes, eliminated the others based on ethnicity and appearance, which left these. The photos on the screen dissolved to 8 girls, all blonde, blue-eyed, but one could have been June's twin. Lucy stood, leaned against the table, and used her cane to point. Tell me about her. Casey Hudson, 7 years old, got off her school bus one day, but never made it home. No signs of her since. Where? Just outside of Akron. The screen went back to the map and highlighted the location. He paused and his voice dropped. 5 years before June was born. Lucy's stomach twisted. Bastard kept her long enough to get her pregnant and start over. With his own damn daughter. It's her. Can you run June's mitochondrial DNA against Casey's? I put in a request, but it will take time. The sample is so old. It was before mitochondrial DNA was a standard. His first, she considered. A crime of opportunity? Spontaneous? She didn't think so, but waited to hear Taylor's opinion. You sure, boss? This guy is so methodical. I think maybe he stalked her for a long time. I agree. Probably enjoyed the anticipation of choosing, preparing. This guy. He's different from most of our subjects. But either way, he either lived or worked not too far from where Casey was taken. Close enough that he was familiar with the traffic and routines of the neighborhood. Escape routes, hiding places, dumping grounds if things went wrong. This guy, he would have every variable accounted for. Same way as he programs, Taylor muttered. But there's something else. He cleared his throat, obviously uncomfortable. Something I found that doesn't make sense, unless... What is it, Taylor? Is there any way Seth Bernhardt could be working with Daddy? He blurted out. Because I traced that first threat. The one against the judge and June, it didn't come from an angry pedophile. I traced it back to Seth.